This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Another great day in Trump land. How'd you like that State of the Union last night? How do you like me now? How do you like Trump now? Great job, Donald Trump. Very impressive. If you follow my Twitter account, I called it one of the great State of the Union speeches ever, maybe the best ever, the best of my lifetime, better than anything Reagan ever produced. Great job. And how'd you like the Democratic response, Stacey Abrams? I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to laugh. That's the best you got. Stacey Abrams. Liberals are mad. You know what gets people mad? When you tell the truth. When your jokes hit the bingo, the bullseye. I was on Newsmax last night after my show, after the State of the Union. They had me come back on, and they asked me what I thought of Stacey Abrams' response to the State of the Union. And I said what's on every mind of every conservative in America. Horrible. What a horrible woman. Angry and strident and looks like a deer caught in the headlights. And, you know, what's that famous saying? Deer caught in the headlights means you're just not ready for prime time. And she just looked unhappy and uneasy and not meant to be there. And the background was horrible. Someone just told me the background was a green screen, meaning there was no background. They superimposed a fake background of people in the back. But see, all I saw was this terrible background of people sitting silently in the back, never clapping, never cheering, no noise, no energy. And you compare that to Trump. And Trump's got, you know, hundreds of people standing up and cheering for him 110 times. He got standing ovations during his speech. How do you compare those two in the majestic setting of the State of the Union? All Democrats had to do, I know I'm giving Democrats cheap advice here, free advice, great advice. They should have put someone, it shouldn't have been Stacey Abrams, should have been someone charismatic, should have been someone telegenic, should have been someone who has great energy. Should have been someone with tremendous personality and charisma, and that someone should have been in a freaking football stadium or a ballroom holding thousands of people cheering and screaming with energy. And that's where you should have given the response in the State of the Union, but you can't give it in dead silence and quiet with a boring speaker who really offers nothing but, you know, socialist, old, you know, just old socialist themes that don't work for anybody, don't get anybody excited. You're not going to get a single new voter. And so I nailed it. So the Daily Beast actually made it a headline today that Wayne Root had the nerve. What a horrible person to say that she wasn't that attractive and that she shouldn't have given the State of the Union. Luckily for me, they didn't call me a racist because, of course, I never said anything about the color of her skin. I never thought anything about the color of her skin. I don't think I said the word attractive. I think I said the word telegenic, which are really two different things. But, you know, it's always the flak is thickest when you're right over the bullseye. And I'm right over the bullseye. See, they embarrassed themselves. All the instant polls showed Trump's State of the Union was the most successful State of the Union maybe in history. CBS was shocked. The negative communist news network, CBS, was shocked that their instant poll showed 76% liked the State of the Union, 72% agreed with his immigration views. Everywhere I look, people thought it was a great State of the Union. Nobody thought Stacey Abrams was a great State of the Union. Nobody. Nobody. So Wayne Root was right. So that makes them mad. They're mad. They realize they blew it. They should have put a person who was, okay, I'll say it again, telegenic. Someone who was charismatic. Someone who has personality. And they couldn't call me racist because in the same sentence where I said she's no good, she's terrible, she's awful. Are you kidding me? I said that on national TV. In the next sentence, I said, you know what was good? Barack Obama. How could you be racist if you love Barack Obama and you think, I said, I hate his views. I despised everything he believed in. But I could still admit he was a great deliverer of a great communicator, a great deliverer of a message, and a intelligent guy, and a high energy guy, and a nice personality. So I made a really nice comparison. They're lucky I didn't compare Stacey Abrams to a fashion model, because I think the real comparison should have been like a Melania Trump against Rosie O'Donnell on a catwalk in a fashion show, right? It's not that Melania's pretty and the other person isn't pretty. That's not what I'm saying. It's that one knows how to work the catwalk in a fashion show. And she's a beautiful model. She's been there her whole life. She's done it 1,000 times. And would you put up against her Rosie O'Donnell? Would that work? Do you think that would make sense? The Democratic Party obviously doesn't know what they're doing. You think you would have put someone who has a great message, let's get away from looks, a great message, charisma, personality, and a great delivery, a great communicator, and a great message that attracts independents. You're not going to do that with Stacey Abrams. She's a wild-eyed radical socialist. All right, on to some more news. The second big round of news, I think, today is the Democratic Party completely self-imploding. Not only did Trump hit a grand slam home run last night, but look what's happening in Virginia. The governor first supported infanticide, meaning murder infants, upon their delivery. Then he kind of got away with it. That should have been the biggest news story in America for weeks. It lasted a day before it got worse for him on a different topic, but it pushed the important topic off the TV set and off the airwaves. It was no longer murdering infants. And by the way, he's a pediatrician. And he's talking about killing children after they're born or at the moment of birth. These people are nuts. That's mass murder. You're disgusting. You're despicable. You're subhuman. But this is where the Democratic Party has gone. So first you have the governor of a major state, Democrat, imploding over infanticide. Then you have the same governor in trouble for wearing KKK masks, hoods, KKK hoods, and then blackface. And then he wanted to moon dance like Michael Jackson at the press conference, but his wife stopped him. Oh, my God. And then the lieutenant governor who wanted to take his place, who's black and a Democrat. I only bring that up because I think there was some anger between the two of them. And I think the white Democratic governor with the black face and the KKK hood angered the black lieutenant governor who tried to take his job. And then the white governor got mad at the black lieutenant governor and said, screw you, you're about to get screwed over, my friend. And so the Washington Post refused to release a story, an interview with a woman who says she was sexually assaulted / raped by the black lieutenant governor of Virginia. And they wouldn't release the story. Can you imagine if that was a Republican, a white Republican? Can you imagine the response of the Washington Post, how quick they'd release the story? Like yesterday. But they wouldn't release it. So I think, and a lot of others think, the governor got it released to make sure he killed the career of the guy under him so he can't replace him. So the governor likes to kill kids, babies, and dress up in blackface and KKK hoods. The lieutenant governor likes to sexually assault women. He did it at the 2004 Democratic convention, supposedly, allegedly. That's what the victim claims. Then the attorney general had to give a press conference and announce he was in blackface portraying a rapper at a party. Can you imagine? The Democrats are falling over themselves, giving press conferences, admitting they did racist things in their youth. Woo! Crazy! And then, let's see, there's so many more. Elizabeth, and then that guy had to resign for the Attorney General's Association of America. He was leading some group for them, and he resigned, I guess, under pressure. And then Elizabeth Warren's state bar card of Texas was outed, and she said, I'm an American Indian. In, I think, 1996, her whole life was based on being an Indian. Every job she ever got was based on being an American Indian, and she's as white as me. She may not be as Jewish as me, but she's as white as me. She's an old-fashioned WASP white person who portrayed an Indian to get her legal jobs, to get through law school, and to get a law professor job that paid, I think, $450,000 a year at Harvard Law School. And they bragged about her being their only Indian. The hits just keep on coming and coming and coming. And then the big one, this should be the biggest news story of the day. I'm sure it won't be on any news tonight. But Jemele Hill, who I've ripped to shreds on this show before, she is a person of color, a black woman, who was an ESPN star making, I think, $2 million a year. And she couldn't help herself attacking Trump every minute and calling him a racist. on the show, on ESPN, on her Twitter feed. Racist, 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 racist. All she knows is the race card. She doesn't know anything else. The fact that she's making $2 million a year isn't because she got a lucky break in America with affirmative action, because you really think she's talented enough to be making $2 million a year? I don't think so. I don't think it has anything to do with anything other than the color of her skin that she probably is making $2 million a year. She got lucky. Thank America. Kiss the ground you walk on. America is the greatest country in the world. We love everyone. And we treat black people, white people, Hispanic people, even illegal aliens, better than they're treated in any other country in the world. We are so great to people. Now, are there limitations? Yeah, there's some bad things that have happened in America. And there were terrible things in the past. But today, we treat people so fantastic. If you're black, you have a shot at going to Harvard, Harvard Law School. You could be an ESPN anchor person. Nobody cares about the color of your skin. Nobody. But she just couldn't help herself. She had to say how much she hated Trump. So they fired her because she was ruining and turning off the entire ESPN audience. Now she gets immediately hired by The Atlantic, a major mainstream liberal type of magazine and website. And she's now at The Atlantic, Jemele Hill. And she basically said last night, and I'll tell you more when we get back from the break, she basically said she wants someone to assassinate President Trump in the middle of the State of the Union. She basically said that in almost those words, because she used the saying of the exact words before somebody assassinated Malcolm X. In February 1965, Malcolm X was in front of a crowd and somebody yelled, "Get your hand out my pocket," in the apparent attempt to create a diversion. And while Malcolm X's bodyguards ran to that man shouting, "Get your hand out of my pocket," three other men charged the stage and fired guns and killed Malcolm X. 21 gunshot wounds. She wanted Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to shout those words at President Trump last night. To shout in the middle of the House, in the middle of the State of the Union, "Get your hand out of my pocket." What would that mean? It means she wanted Ocasio-Cortez to scream a saying so someone else in the middle of distraction would kill President Trump. That's what she was hoping. This is your Democratic Party. I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
War now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, a little station identification. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, blue-collar SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, love this country, always will, love America and American exceptionalism, capitalist evangelist, love capitalism. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this, Wayne Allyn Root, in the good old US of A. They don't make people like me. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Why would I? Who would? Yuck! Why would you fight for illegals? What's wrong with Americans? You don't like them? No, liberals don't. So comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, here in Las Vegas. Owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national radio. So Ed Stoltz gave me my first shot in radio, and Fred Weinberg took me national. Thank you, boys. Chris Ruddy of Newsmax took me national on TV. All great people. All great patriots. Most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Follow me at Twitter at Real Wayne Root, at Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. My website, rootforamerica.com. And you can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. I was telling you about Jemele Hill. It's kind of convoluted to explain what she said last night, but she sent out a tweet in the middle, and she writes for The Atlantic. She's a big liberal, African-American liberal, hates Trump, writes for The Atlantic, used to be a star on ESPN, making $2 million a year. And she wanted Ocasio-Cortez to lead an assassination plot against President Trump, obviously. Because Hill wrote, she got to yell, get your hand out of my pocket. A direct reference to the assassination plot that killed Malcolm X in 1965, in which a man yelled out, to distract security guards who left Malcolm X when they went to investigate the yelling, and the unprotected Malcolm X was then killed by three men in a hail of gunfire. I mean, that's just strange. Who would even say such a thing? Who would think such a thing? What would you mean? What would the meaning be if you want the same phrase to be repeated by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? She was replying to a comment by Showtime's Jesus Nice during Trump's speech for Ocasio-Cortez to yell out a trolling, "Whose man's is this?" See, this is the problem in America. I don't even know what the freak any of you are talking about. I don't know what "whose man's is this" means. Until now, I didn't know what get your hand out my pocket means. First of all, do you speak English? Did you ever take an English class? How did you get a $2 million job when you don't speak English? Whew. Strange people. What does that mean? Whose man's is this? Strange stuff, man. These are strange people. And then there's a Democratic congresswoman. Her name is Nadia Velasquez. And a conservative teenager on Twitter, CJ Pearson, said something she didn't like in the middle of the State of the Union. And this Nadia Velasquez, you understand, just like Ocasio-Cortez, didn't like something that Don Trump Jr. said a month ago, and she immediately fired back, "Hey, I'd be careful attacking people who have subpoena power. Meaning, now that I'm a congressman, I will subpoena you and ruin your life because I don't like what you said about me." You know, once you subpoena somebody, that's a $200,000 legal bill. These people want to destroy us all. They're power-hungry, communist dictator nutcases who want to brainwash us, censor us, ban us, send us to re-education camp, murder us, and IRS us to death. And this congresswoman somehow found out what a 16-year-old kid on Twitter said about her. Can you imagine what they're all plotting against me? And said out loud, like it's okay. "He should learn her name and your right to be afraid of us," referring to herself and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Oh, I see what it was. This kid, C.J. Pearson, made a comment that Ocasio-Cortez was talking through Trump's entire speech, and the woman next door keeps trying to look the other way. And she tweeted back to the kid, "Me and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are the future of the country, and you're right to be afraid of us, but you should learn my name." And Pearson responded saying, the 60-year-old said, "I'm sorry I bruised your ego, but genuinely, I really don't know who you are. Do less tweeting and more work, Congresswoman. Maybe then more Americans would know your name. Be blessed." Wow. A 60-year-old just made the emperor naked. You know what I mean? Ripped her clothes off in front of the whole world. Let everyone see what an incredibly ugly woman she is. And I don't mean physically. I mean you're an ugly person. Inside, you're an ugly witch. All of them are power hungry. They want to destroy us because they're Congress people. They think they're better than us? Sorry, you're worse than us.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced in his State of the Union address that he will meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Vietnam on February 27th and 8th. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo joins Fox Business with a message for the North Koreans.
Well, it's a real opportunity for the world. I have a team on the ground in Pyongyang even as we speak, beginning to lay those foundations for the meetings that will happen at the end of this month. We are very hopeful that Chairman Kim will fulfill his commitment, the one that he made back in June in Singapore, to denuclearize his country.
President Trump at the State Department says most areas under ISIS control have been eliminated in Syria and Iraq.
Critically, ISIS also now lacks a significant territorial base from which to launch terrorist attacks against other countries, recruit foreign fighters, and spread havoc across the region.
This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time. So you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2333.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I'm Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. Remember, in hour number three, Newsmax TV, we're joined by 80 million homes strong of Newsmax TV, number one show on Newsmax, the Wayne Allen Root Show, and, of course, number one show on USA Radio all over this country, the Wayne Allen Root Show, my column now, nationally syndicated in newspapers around the country, and my new book coming out in July, Trump Rules, is out in July with Newsmax's publishing arm, which means it'll be promoted 24 hours a day on Newsmax TV, and it's not about politics, it's about all the principles and habits that have made Donald Trump success, everything he's ever done in his life, and over-the-top success, arguably on the lips of more people than any other human that's ever walked the earth other than, you know, Jesus or Muhammad. Just Donald Trump is an amazing guy, and I wrote about it all in Trump Rules. That'll be out in July. So lots of good stuff going on. Last night was a great State of the Union. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, I gave it a 10. I'm 57 years old. I thought it was the best of my lifetime, better than Ronald Reagan. The highlight, I think, was we will never be a socialist nation. It put Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders on the spot so badly. I thought a highlight was the elites living behind their walls. Well, they don't want a wall, and I hope he got that from me, because I talk about that 24 hours a day, and I write about it 24 hours a day. Just a great, great speech, and I thought he put everybody on the spot when he talked about the great jobs figures for blacks and Latinos and women, and they started cheering, and they thought they were cheering for themselves, but I think America was, like, shocked that they were kind of cheering for Trump and what Trump had accomplished. They don't even realize what they did was a good thing for Trump. In any case, we've got a great guest for you, Hogan Gidley, who is White House Deputy Press Secretary. You've had him on quite a lot lately because we are good friends with this President of the United States. He is the greatest. We love this administration, and we always enjoy having Hogan on the show. Hogan Gidley, White House Deputy Press Secretary, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much. It's great to be with you again. I always enjoy the time.
Last night was a great show. I thought it was a JFK-esque speech, a Ronald Reagan-esque speech. I give the speechwriter great kudos, and I thought President Trump did a great job delivering it and letting everybody know that he has created a great economy. How could anybody sit on their hands and not clap for a great economy? I would have clapped if Obama had said, listen, you know, you may not like my views, but I've created a great economy. I would have clapped, right? Good American jobs, clap. American GDP's up, clap. Everything's good. Manufacturing's back, clap. I would have clapped because I'm a patriot. I may hate Obama's views, but I would have clapped. They didn't clap. They don't like that there are jobs if they're created by a Republican. Isn't that amazing?
Well, they don't like them because they're not government jobs. That's part of the problem, too.
Right,
I mean, the private sector has exploded under this president. The economy is doing so well. And look, you made the point, but I would have stood up, too, if you said African-American unemployment, all-time lows. I stood up. Hispanic-Americans, all-time lows. I will say this. You made the point, but I'm going to take it further. The only time they stood up to clap was for themselves.
Right.
Did you notice that?
Yes.
The women in white, they stood up for themselves. They wouldn't stand up for anybody else who's doing well because they didn't like that. They want to stand up for themselves to do a little self-aggrandizement. And that tells you all you need to know here.
I'm a little closer to kind of the minority situation than a lot of people are in the Republican Party because I'm a Jew who grew up in an all-black town, Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline, and went to an all-black high school. And the two groups that just drive me crazy, I swear, Hogan, is that I think this president has done more for the Jewish people and Israel than any president in the history of America. In Israel, he's beloved. They're naming train stations after him. And yet the Jewish people in America don't seem to appreciate him. And last night, it was nothing but nonstop, hey, let's honor Holocaust victims. Let's honor the soldiers that freed Holocaust victims. Let's honor the victims of the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. Let's honor the cop who saved the victims. I mean, last night was so pro-Jewish again. I don't know how anyone Jewish will not say, what a great president. Drives me crazy. And what I'm getting to is, growing up in an all-black neighborhood, it also drives me crazy that black Democrat legislators wouldn't stand up for lowest black unemployment in history. It's almost as if all these groups are angry that Obama couldn't do it for him, the Democratic Party couldn't do it for him. President Trump has done it, and they're just angry.
It's almost, you hit it. It's almost as though they resent the fact they had 8 years and couldn't do any of it. I mean,
better word
criminal justice reform. I mean, they couldn't do that. They had an African-American president. They had both chambers.
Right.
They couldn't touch it. And that affected directly the African-American community, as you know, because so many are disproportionately given harsh sentences.
Correct.
The president saw that, goes in and says, let's fix it, and gets it done. Right? Opioids
and brings
the
her to the event. And brings that gal to the event that Kardashian wanted freed. He frees her and brings her to the event.
Alex Johnson.
And here I am, a white Republican, right? And I had tears in my eyes. I was crying for that woman. And she is a criminal, but okay, she made a mistake once in her life. She doesn't deserve to rot away in jail the rest of her life for a nonviolent crime. So when he introduced her, Hogan, I had tears in my eyes. I was crying for that woman. I was so happy that Trump got her out. And it seemed like the black legislators who are Democrats didn't even care about a wonderful black woman that Trump rescued.
But even more, you remember the time when he actually showed up the ICE agent. And by the way, the president did an incredible job of using the audience better than any other president I've ever seen.
Agreed.
And it furthered his agenda, but it also exposed some of the hypocrisies and lies. The left wants to get rid of ICE. The president brings someone from ICE, Special Agent Hernandez. He stands up. He says, by the way, this man saved 300 women from all types of certain horrors that we can't even speak of.
And did he say he put 1,500 people
in jail?
They didn't care.
And they didn't stand up because they didn't want to acknowledge the fact that ICE actually stands on the front lines, the men and women protecting us every day, and they do tangible, real things to keep this country safe, and they wanted no part of it.
And they didn't seem very impressed either, but I don't think, you know, again, I wasn't there. I'm watching on TV. But it seemed like Democrats were unimpressed by the guest he brought, which were the three women who were the daughter, the granddaughter, and I guess the great-granddaughter of the couple murdered in Reno, Nevada by an illegal immigrant. And he brings them, and I had tears in my eyes, and it seemed like, again, Republicans cheered for him, and the Democrats couldn't have cared less. They don't want to see victims whose friends, family were murdered by illegals. They don't want to be reminded of the bad things illegals do. That's amazing.
They don't want to be reminded of their policies, quite frankly, that allow these types of people to come into this country via loopholes, and now that we can't deport them based on all types of crazy laws, immigration laws in the books that this president is trying to change. I'm telling you, it was a very, very impactful night. Not just when he lined up and did off the top all the things he's accomplished in 2 years, I had liberals and reporters actually come in here and say, it kind of blew us away that the old D.C. slow to act mindset, and here we have a businessman mentality in there, and he is ticking through all of these things he's been able to accomplish in 2 years. And let's not forget, that's with 90% negative news coverage flying right in his face.
Correct.
He's done all those things and then says, and by the way, we're not finished. We're going to keep moving forward because we have a lot we need to accomplish for the American people. And so much of what he put out there were positions that Democrats used to hold, whether it was, you know, they didn't want illegals coming in here to depress wages for the American worker. That used to be one of Bernie Sanders' cornerstone issues. And so the president stands up and says, look, I'm for all Americans. Here's what I'm willing to do. Here's what I'm fighting for. And again, it kind of exposes Democrats. And at the very least, you touched on it, can't we least agree on the fact that America is never going to be a socialist country? No, because Democrats wouldn't stand up for that either.
Well, because they want a socialist country. Not all of them, but many of them. I believe Pelosi and Schumer stood up for that line that we'll never be a socialist country. Am I correct in that? I seem to remember that.
If they said we'll never be socialist, if Pelosi did?
That's what I heard on the Fox News last night. They said Schumer and Pelosi, he got them to stand up for that line, and that must have been embarrassing to Ocasio Cortez. Somebody said that last night.
I think they did, but so many of them didn't, and that's going to be what kind of the highlight is. At our core, we can disagree on policy, but can't we all just agree on the fact that America is great and that it's the best idea ever realized on the face of the earth, in the history of time? And no, we can't, because Democrats want us to be different and be like another country like Venezuela.
Yeah, I'm writing that story right now for my next nationally syndicated column. It's about Mike Rubin, my uncle, who died today. He died this morning, 87 years old, and I got to speak to him on his deathbed yesterday. And his last words to me, his wife, my aunt, said to me, he doesn't, Wayne, he's got nothing left. I doubt he'll be able to speak to you a minute. He spoke to me for 20 minutes. As soon as he heard it was me, he loves my show, and he just got pepped up, and he spoke for 20 minutes on his deathbed. And the last thing he ever said to me, Hogan Gidley, we're talking to the White House Deputy Press Secretary, was, as a kid growing up, my father and him were among seven children, and their father died. They had no money, lived in total poverty in Brooklyn. And he said, I had three goals in life, Wayne, and I achieved all three. This is his deathbed statement. Number one, I wanted to take care of my family. I did it. Number two, I wanted to become the president of a company one day. I did it. And number three, I wanted to become wealthy in America, and I did it. He died a wealthy man. He built a company, became president of the company, built it, and then sold it for millions of dollars. Started out in abject poverty in Brooklyn, New York, one of seven kids. And so, in the end, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that is what most people want in America. They want to take care of their family, and they want a shot at being rich and successful, and they want to be the president of a company or at least the best at what they do at something. That is why socialism doesn't work, because you can't become those things in a socialist country.
Well, and it's also ironic that she says the mere existence of billionaires are immoral. But by the way, she needs billionaires for her socialist idea to even come close to working. She has to have the billionaires to take all their money, so that's what makes it work, according to her. So it's just an equality of outcome is what she wants, not an equality of opportunity. We have that under this president. Everyone has a chance to succeed. More jobs than there are people to have them. It's a great time to be an American.
It is a great time, and Donald Trump's a great president, and I think he has a shot if he gets reelected, and I believe he will be. He could go down as one of the great presidents in the history of America. He's got that chance to build this economy up and to build that wall. I think he will go down as one of the greatest ever, certainly the greatest modern president of my lifetime. He's now going to beat Reagan if he keeps up with this program. But he's got to build that wall, Hogan. Got to build that wall to get reelected. Got to start it. All right, Hogan Gidley, Deputy Press Secretary of the White House, great man himself. You work for one of the greatest in history. You're a lucky man, and you must be a very smart man to get in that position. Thank you, Hogan.
Thanks
for being on the show.
Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Al, USA Radio. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Braun Beat the Police, City Hall, and Stage 4 Cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonQuarryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. And who else than the capitalist evangelist would have his show sponsored by Fortum Resources? They're the new title sponsor of the show. We're in the Fortum Resources studio. And I'm here to introduce you to this very special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock, 15 cents a share, to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Amazing. He's got 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry. He has overseen contracts with industry giants like Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. They also own the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property in Myanmar. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. That's FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. And that's Mark Bruner, who took his stock from 15 cents to $200 a share. Please visit Fortum Resources to check them out. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com. F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com, the new sponsor of the show. Thank you, Fortum Resources. So the lieutenant governor of Virginia, we thought the governor was bad enough. The lieutenant governor is now in trouble for sexual assault. I guess it's called rape, right? I don't even know the difference. Does anybody out there know the difference between sexual assault and rape? I mean, it says he forcibly forced her to give oral sex. Isn't that rape? I think it's rape. So when they use sexual assault as the term, it's no different than rape. It's interchangeable, I believe. But if someone knows otherwise, feel free to call. call into the show and let us know what the difference is between those two definitions, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I know a lot of cops listen to our show, especially in Las Vegas. We got most of the police force listening. If you know the difference between rape and sexual assault, is there a difference? 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. But Dr. Vanessa Tyson breaks her silence. She says, Justin Fairfax, Lieutenant Governor, Democrat of Virginia, forced me to perform oral sex. Tyson, through her law firm, Katz, Marshall, and Banks, released a lengthy statement detailing her allegation against embattled Virginia Lieutenant Governor and Democrat. With tremendous anguish, I'm now sharing this information about my experience and setting the record straight, Tyson said. It's been extremely difficult to relive this traumatic experience from 2004. Mr. Fairfax has tried to brand me as a liar to a national audience in service to his political ambitions and has threatened litigation. Given his false assertions, I'm compelled to make clear what happened. She said what began as consensual kissing turned into a sexual assault, adding that Fairfax forced her to perform oral sex on him. According to her account, the incident occurred in the 2004 Democratic National Convention in Boston. Love those Democrats, those wild DNC conventions. You think you're electing a president. They think they're picking up women and bringing them up to the room and forcing them to have sex, obviously. Fairfax vehemently denied any wrongdoing, claiming the encounter was consensual. At no time did she express to me any discomfort or concern about her interactions, neither during that encounter nor during the months following it when she stayed in touch with me, nor for the past 15 years. She in no way indicated anything that had happened between us made her uncomfortable. In a previous statement, Fairfax said of the allegations, he has never assaulted anyone ever in any way, shape, or form. The embattled Virginia Democrat warned he would take appropriate legal action against those attempting to spread this defamatory and false allegation. Fairfax hinted this week that Governor Ralph Northam could have been responsible for the allegations' reemergence to stop his own ouster from the Virginia governor's mansion. The governor's facing calls to step down over an 84 yearbook photo showing him and another individual in blackface and Ku Klux Klan attire. Does anyone think it's a coincidence that on the eve of potentially my being elevated to governor, that's when this uncooperated smear comes out? Meanwhile, Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring, Democrat, is facing a scandal of his own Wednesday after admitting to wearing blackface while a student at the University of Virginia. Here's what I got to say to all of you folks. Democrat governor, Democrat lieutenant governor, Democrat attorney general. Does that sound a little like our situation in Nevada? Sounds exactly like it. A battleground state, a state that goes back and forth, a purple state, but it turned all Democrat, and all the top offices held by Democrats, and that sounds just like Nevada. And wouldn't it be fun and funny if all the people now sitting in the governor's chair in Nevada and the lieutenant governor's seat in Nevada and the attorney general, if people came out of the woodwork, they were inspired by this story and these stories to go after these people. If you've got stories about our governor, our lieutenant governor, our attorney general, any of the people that are in the top offices, if you, let me tell you something. I don't believe for a second that there is massive dirt on every single one of them. And they all thought they just won an election. Maybe they didn't win. They play so dirty. They get elected by smearing and slandering Republicans. They get elected with voter fraud. They get elected by getting illegals to the polls who have no right to vote. And once they're in, they think they're in. Well, guess what? In Virginia, they're not in. You're about to lose the governor. You're about to lose the lieutenant governor. You're about to lose the attorney general all at the same time, which means the Republican head of the Senate will become the Virginia governor. And it sure looks like that's a real possibility. Who says that can't happen in Nevada? Contact Wade Root if you know something dirty about governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general. All these people, in my opinion, are dirty. They're hiding stuff. They're stuffing it in the closet. They got skeletons 1,000 miles long. I've heard the stories. I know them, but I don't know them to be fact. So if you got some interesting dirt, contact me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. We could do in Nevada what they're doing in Virginia.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Store.com.